Blog Talk Radio.
Together, O nation, I desire. Before the decree, go forth and Yah bring in his fire. Seek Yahweh, seek meekness. Walk in humility, not weakness. Yah's teaching, this is way to be higher. Learning truth, no more subject to the liars. Submit to Yah, the only way he'll unite us. Yah's way is holy, true judgment, and he righteous. We can't front on Yah, not even in the slightest. Sons will be loud, be faking like they like us. But Yah gave us all to our heart's desires. He'll cut you off for spreading hate like a virus. So turn to Yah, he is torn as he will bind us. He is smited and he will heal us. After 2 days, yeah, he will revive us. In the third day, in his sight, we will rise up. Let's go.
Gather your saints together. Bring them all together.
Walk in righteousness, learn Yah's path, he will lighten it. While we fighting this, we the same blood, have the same Ema and the same Abba. We all are slaves, live the same drama. My people, we be true brethren. 400 years, have we learned our lesson? How good and pleasant if we dwell together. Yeah, 2 is better, 3 is hardly broken, and millions live forever. The enemy wanna cut us off to be a nation, never. But the shackles are severed. Soon we'll be one nation with one king, one law, all serving one Elohim.
Gather your saints together. Bring them all together.
Together, let's gather together, let's go. Gather together, O nation, not desire. Gather together, let's gather together, come on. Gather together, O nation, not desire. Gather together, let's gather together, let's go.
Gather your saints together. Bring them all together. Those that make a covenant to sacrifice, Yah is life. Gather your saints together.
And honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, is by saying hallelujah. Once again, the Almighty has blessed us to bring you another program today of nothing but the truth. And it is true. All we're going to do is give you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I will do. Again, I want to praise the mighty Yah, the Holy One of Israel, the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yisrael, for his mercy endure forever. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is Savior. He's the only lawgiver, and he is the only king of Israel and the world. Today, we're going to bring to you the various thoughts and ways of the Most High that he left on record for us to know. And that is about his 7 days. As many of you all know, we have went through all the very 6 days that the Almighty had made and created. And we brought to you the various purpose of each day. And why did we even do this? Because according to the scriptures, according to the wisdom of the Most High, in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, the very first verse, the Almighty said, to everything, there's a season. And you might want to study that and meditate on that, because everything has a season. And what is a season? A season is a particular time. Everything has a time. Even if you don't know the time, I can assure you that thing has a time. Then the Creator lets us know through his wisdom that in a time to every purpose under heaven. So all purposes have time. And once you begin to learn time, you will learn purpose. And who don't want to know their purpose? But to know purpose, you got to know time. Because there's a time to every purpose under heaven. So we're going to get started on the 7th day that the Almighty ushered in. And we're going to show you what he ushered in. But right before I do that, let me introduce myself. My name is Moray Ishaya Israel, of the House of Israel, located here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street. And as I let people know, if anything that I say, anything you disagree with, and I'm sure you probably do, because maybe this is the first time you're hearing these things. Or if anything that I say is suspicious, just give me a call. We'll discuss it. 919-931-6216. Now we get right into our discussion. And I want to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that when Yah ushered in his 7 days, there were 4 things that the Almighty did. But in doing these 4 things, there were 10 things that Yahweh wanted you to consider. And I may add that if you are not doing these 4 things, if you're not considering really just 1 thing, it's impossible to be a recipient of the 4 things. And if you're not a recipient of the 4 things, it's only because you're not considering the 10 things that he wants all of us to consider. And let me show you what I'm talking about. And where will we start? We're going to start at the beginning, as I generally do. What is the beginning? The beginning is the book of Genesis, Bereshit, which means the first, the beginning, the head. And what chapter?
The very first chapter.
In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, let us turn there. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, and I may add, I said the first chapter,
but
I just remembered the Sabbath day starts in the second chapter, the very first verse. And this is what it says. Now, I may add, there's a reason why it starts in the second verse. Or second chapter, the second chapter, as I brought to you the second, represents the heavens. And the very first thing you're going to read in Genesis, the second chapter, thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the hosts of them. So it's going to let you know what this is all about. And be quite frank, this is about the generations of the heaven and the earth. But let us read it. Oh, I may add also while we're reading this, that the heavens, the second day or the second period, not only represents the heaven, but it also represents his name. And if you don't know, the only day that has the name of Yah is the seventh day. The only day. And watch what this says. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Elohim created and made. So as we can see, I would just point out the various things that Yah wanted you to know and see. The Sabbath day is a day where really you can't teach in just one day. But what we can do on this lesson is to show you and teach you the significance, the overall significance of the Sabbath. Because there's four things that Yahweh wants you to know. And there's 10 things that he wants you to consider. Well, the first thing he wants you to know is in the second verse. And watch what it says. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work which he had made. And a lot of people don't understand that. They don't understand that every word of Elohim is pure. And he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And nobody want to be found a liar. And you're going to see how important this end is to you and I. Since it was important to Yahweh to mention first that he had ended his work which he had made. And then the second thing Yahweh mentioned that he did, he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. So not only he ended his work which he had made, but then he rested from all the work that he had made. And then what did the third thing Yah do that he wanted you to know in the third verse? And Elohim blessed the seventh day. Yeah, he blessed this day. Matter of fact, this is the only day that Yahweh blessed. I know I brought to you on the fifth that Yah blessed and multiplied the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air. And he did. But it wasn't the fifth day he blessed. It was the fifth thing in the earth that he had blessed. I know I brought to you on the sixth that Yah commanded us blessing in the sixth. And this is true. But he blessed man and beast on the sixth. But on the seventh, he literally and actually blessed the day, which is the third thing he did. And watch what he did, the fourth thing, again in the third verse. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Yeah, in other words, he sanctified it, he separated it. Because that in it, he had rested from all his work, which Elohim created and made. So these are the things that Yah wants you to consider. And why do we want you to consider these things? And why is this important to you and I? Well, let me show you the first reason why this is important. And the first reason why you should take these things under the most important consideration. Because what we're bringing to you is the ways of the Most High. We also bring into you his thoughts. Because Yahweh allowed his thoughts to be written down for you and I. This is how he thinks. And this is his ways. And look what the Creator said. And you're going to see how different, how diverse, how peculiar Yahweh is, his creation. And if you want to align yourself with Yah, then you're going to have to think like him. And not only are you going to have to think like him, you're going to have to act like him. And the only way you can act like Yah is that you do his ways. And the only way you can think like Yah if you forsake your own thoughts. Isn't this what he told us to do anyway? Watch what the Creator, through his wisdom, let us know in the book of Ecclesiastes, the seventh chapter. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the seventh chapter, and we're going to read the eighth verse. And most people don't understand this, but you're going to understand it today. And watch what it says. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. But why is the end of a thing better than the beginning thereof? And what do that have to do with the 7 day? Well, because the first thing Yahweh did in the seventh day, he ended his work. And you're going to see why that is so important to you. Today, many of our people, that's why the scriptures say it's better to go in the house of mourning than the house of mirth. Because the house of mourning, that's the end and the heart will consider. And there are things that Yahweh wants you to consider. And our people don't want to consider. And I'm going to show you exactly what he wants you to consider. So that at the end of the day, the crooked things is made straight. Furthermore, just so you can see what I'm telling you is the truth, watch this in the book of Deuteronomy 32. And I want you to think, and I want you to consider, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And not only are people don't consider the end, but they don't even know their end.
Look in Deuteronomy 32. And I won't be crystal clear with you. These things don't bring them to you. It is not to insult you. It's not to antagonize you. It is not to, in any kind of way, put you down in no kind of manner. For I love you. And I don't have no choice to love you because Yahweh loves you. But I'm going to tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So look what Yahweh had to let us know in Deuteronomy 32. Because these are his words and not mine. And I'm going to start reading in so you can understand this thing. 17th verse, and watch what it says. No, let's just get a real good reading of this. 15th verse. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxing fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook Elohim, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to Elohim, to deities whom they knew not, to new deities that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rod that begot thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten Elohim that hath formed thee. And this is the truth. And that's what happens as soon as a man gets successful, as soon as a man gets fat, and as soon as a man thinks he got everything he needs, he don't need the Most High no more. But what he didn't realize, he forgot how he got everything that he got. And watch what it says. And when Yahweh saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them, and I will see what their end shall be. Because Yahweh is always looking at our end. But the problem is we never look at our own end. We celebrate the beginning, and we always forget the end. In other words, the sun rises, but make no mistake, it will set. And watch what it says. For they are a very poor generation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not Elohim. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in my anger, and shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundation of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend my arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger, and devoured with burning heat, and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword without, terror within, shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with the man of gray hairs. I said, I will scatter them into corners. I will make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and Yah have not done all this. And watch what Yah say. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they will consider their latter end. And all that was to get you to that one point, that they would consider their latter end. And as a result of not considering your latter end, you don't realize the curse you are bringing upon you and your family. And I want you to see this. Because if you consider your latter end, you will consider the end of the day. And our people don't. As a matter of fact, our people don't even know when the end of a day is. But you're going to see it today. And if you don't consider the end of a day, then how could you consider the end of a week? And if you don't consider the end of a week, then you're not going to consider the end of the year. And I might add, if you don't consider that, you're not going to consider the end of every 7 years. And you're about to see what all these things have in common. And let me show you. According to the book of Exodus, right before I just show you this law, I want you to see this also. This is also Yahweh's wisdom. And show you how our people got everything turned upside down. And the only reason everything is turned upside down is because we have allowed ourselves to take hold of our enemy. And watch what the scriptures say in the book of Psalms 104. Because I want you to see what I'm telling you is the truth. And when we finish, and by the time we finish, you're going to see that everything I'm saying is the truth. Psalms 104. And watch what it says. In the book of Psalms 104, and I'm going to start reading at the 19th verse, and I want you to see what this is saying, because a lot of people don't understand this, and this is what it says. He appointed the moon for seasons, and little do people know, and we're going to be going over this and talking about this and bringing this to you, that when Yahweh made the moon, he did it for seasons. But our people don't know what a season is. According to the scriptures, the word season comes from the Hebrew word moedim, which means set time. And the set time that Yahweh decided and determined that he wanted the moon was for the night. All over the scriptures, you will see he made the moon for a light by night. You would never read where Yahweh said he made the moon for a light by day. And he made the moon for a light that you're supposed to count 29, 30 days, or even one day. He made the moon for seasons. And what season? The night season. And there's a reason why he's letting you know this. Because our people don't consider their end. And watch what it says. The sun knows it's going down. Sure, because when do the sun go down? Well, it goes down in the end of a day. And our people still don't consider their end. When the sun goes down, our people think that's the beginning of a day. And the only reason they believe that is because they allow themselves to trust in their enemies. And you're going to see what all this has to do with the Sabbath. Thou makest darkness, and it is day. No. Our people think when it's get dark, That's the beginning of a day. No, Yahweh said, thou makest darkness, and it is night. And then he's going to let you know, watch this, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. In other words, in the daytime, you don't see all kind of beasts running around. The only time you see that is at night. And why? Because Yahweh is letting you know something about the end that you're not considering. And watch what it says. Young lions roar after their prey and seek their food, their meat from Elohim. Now, Yahweh is about to make a clear difference with man. See, man has a clear difference between what he did with the moon, a clear difference with what he did with darkness, a clear difference between what he did with the beast and the young lions. But watch what it says. The sun arises, and they, who? The beast? Who? The moon? Who? The darkness? Who? The young lions? The sun arises. They gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. Why? Because they not for the day anyway. And watch what it says, 23rd verse. But man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. And why? Because Yahweh wanted you to consider your end. And why? Because better the end of a thing than the beginning. And I know you don't understand why that is the case, and I'm going to show you why. Go to the book of Exodus 23, which is the law. Then you're going to understand why this thing is so important. And even if it's not important to you, it's important to Yah. And watch what it says in the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the 10th verse. And this is what it says. In 6 years, thou shalt sow thy land and gather in the fruits thereof. But the seventh year, and what did I tell you about the seventh? This is what you're going to see all through the scriptures as we go to teach you this thing. The seventh represents the end. It represents Yahweh's end. The seventh represents Yahweh's rest, or what Yahweh, yes, Yahweh's rest. The seventh rest represents what Yahweh had blessed. And the seventh represents what Yahweh has separated or sanctified. And watch what it says. Read it again. In 6 years thou shalt sow thy land and shall gather in the fruits thereof. But the seventh year thou shalt let it rest and lie still. Why? Because it's the seventh. And why do you do that? Why do you want us to let this rest and consider the seventh? And he's going to tell you that the poor of thy people may eat. And what they leave, the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt deal with thy vineyard and with thy olive yard. And here it is. But watch the 12th verse, and then I explain these verses. 6 days thou shalt do thy work, And on the seventh day, thou shalt rest. Why? That the ox and the ass may rest, and the son of the handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. In other words, just because you don't consider your end, in other words, once a day comes to an end, there's only one thing that one should be thinking about when a day comes to an end, and that is to rest. In other words, who don't want to rest after they done work all day? The first thing they thinking about when they come home is rest. And here it is. And when do you do that? Well, man going to his work until the evening. So when the evening comes, then the first thing man thinking about, since he's been working all day, is resting. And here it is, you would allow somebody to tell you, well, you don't need to keep the Sabbath. What do you think the word rest means? The word rest means Sabbath. And you would allow somebody to rob you of your rest? Because if you allow them to rob you of your rest, you allow them to rob you of your end. And Yahweh said, better is the end of a thing than the beginning. And I could understand why. Because that's the time you rest. You will allow somebody to rob you of Yahweh's blessing? Why? Because Yahweh is not going to bless you until the work is done. You think he's going to pay you before the work is done? In other words, he tells you to keep his commandments so he can bless you, but he gives you your blessing before you keep the commandments. No, Yahweh is not going to pay you until the end, just like you won't pay nobody until the work is done. And there is no sanctification without bringing things to an end. Yahweh's end, Yahweh's rest, Yahweh's blessing, because only he and he alone can sanctify you. And I know you still don't believe what I'm saying. And you see this, look at the things you're not even considering in the 7 year. You're not considering the poor of thy people, nor are you considering the beasts of your field. You're not considering Yah Shaz, the son of the handmaid, or the stranger. All because you will not consider your end. And look what Yahweh said in the book of Exodus, the 34th chapter. So you can see what I'm telling you is the truth. So what is the seventh? The seventh is when Yahweh ended his work. It's when Yahweh rested. It's when Yahweh blessed the day, and when Yahweh separated this thing from all the other days. So make no mistake about it. If it's the seventh born, the seventh day, the seventh year, the seventh time, the seventh week, the seventh month, you're going to see. What I'm telling you is the truth. In the book of Exodus 34, further proof that when you don't consider your end, look at everybody you rob. In the book of Exodus 34, and I'm going to start reading at the 21st verse. And this is what it says. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. And why the seventh? Because that is the day of rest. In earing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. In other words, all through the year long, summer and winter, you're to rest. 22nd verse. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks. And little do people know, when you observe the feast of weeks, you know how many weeks Yahweh is telling you to observe? Well, let me tell you, just in case you don't know, 7 weeks. And you're going to see that. And why? Because I don't care if it's a 7 day or 7 weeks. They all mean the same thing. It's a time of rest. And watch what he says. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks, the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. And when is the feast of ingathering? Well, is that the year's end? And when is that? Well, I'm going to show you that the year's end is not what you've been told, and it's not what you've been told. This is Yahweh's end. This is Yahweh's rest. This is Yahweh's blessing. And this is Yahweh's sanctification. And what Yahweh called the end, the year's end, is the seventh. And of course, in this case, the 7 months. When do you think the Feast of Ingathering is? And I'm going to show you this. But right before I show you this, go to the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. So you can see what I'm telling you is the truth. What are we discussing? Well, we're discussing the seventh day. And not just the 7 day, because as I told you with all the other days, once you come to the seventh, it don't matter whether it's the 7 day, the 7 born, the 7 week, the 7 year, the 7 month, the 7 generation. It all means the same thing. And why? Because to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. And Yahweh wants you to see his purpose and what he did at this time. In the book of Exodus 20, this is what it says. In the 8th verse, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Of course, you got a lot of people telling you not to remember this day. I can understand other religions telling you not to remember this day, but I cannot understand why an Israelite would tell you not to remember this date and why they would try to rob you of your end. Because robbing you of your end will rob you of your rest. And robbing you of your rest will rob you of your blessing. And robbing you of your blessing will rob you of your sanctification. This I cannot understand. But let me do what Yahweh said his servants will do. Yahweh said through his servants, he will make the crooked things straight. Through his servant, he will make darkness light. And this is what we're going to do. And watch what it says. 8th verse. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. But the 7th day is the Sabbath of Yah. thy Elohim. In it, thou shalt not do any work. And then it's going to let you know who. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor the cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days Yah made heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the 7 day. Wherefore Yah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. He rested, he blessed it, and he hallowed it. And of course, he did all of these things after he ended his work. And look who you rob when you decide, well, I'm not going to rest. And I'm not going to remember the Sabbath day. And I'm not going to keep it. Well, the first person you rob is yourself, which is terrible. But I'm not even going to count you. But you rob your daughter, your manservant, your maidservant, you rob your cattle, and the stranger that is within thy gates. And why would you rob them? What purpose is it that you will rob them of their rest? Why do you think he wants you to rest? Not to mention, once again, you rob yourself. So imagine if you married. You're robbing your wife. Not only you rob your wife and yourself, you're going to rob the poor. Now, what have the poor done to you that you will rob them? And then, most important, the number one person you rob is Yahweh. Because now you won't even give him his day. Now, don't you see Yahweh said, better is the end of the thing than the beginning? Now, don't you see why Yahweh said, he wished that our people would consider their latter end? Because that's when you get the goods in the end. And you will quit before the end and not see it all the way through to get your blessing? Well, let me show you some more. So you can understand what I'm telling you is the truth. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 15th chapter, in the book of Deuteronomy, the 15th chapter, and watch what it says. At the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. Here it is. We're talking about the end of seven again. Whether it's the end when you come to the Sabbath day, whether it's the end when you come to every 7 years. You're going to see something real good that you won't even consider because you don't even consider your end. And watch what it says. At the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. And what is this release? And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lendeth unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor, or of his brother, because it is Yahweh's release. And what is Yahweh's release? In other words, now, instead of the poor, the needy, the servants going into this year with all kind of debts on their mind, instead of them going into this year thinking they have to work, well, no, Yahweh give them total rest. Now they don't have to work. They don't even have to think about owing nobody. And typically speaking, with our people, this is how they paid off debts. They paid off debts by working. But now, whatever they owe, now they don't have to pay it back. Because now this is Yahweh's release. Why? Because this is when he ended his work. This is when he rested. This is Yahweh's blessing. Therefore, this is what Yahweh did to sanctify us. Why do you think he told us to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? The word Sabbath just means rest. And the rest that Yahweh ushered in was on the seventh. In this same chapter, watch what it says so you can see what I'm telling you is the truth. The 12th verse. And if thy brother, a Hebrew man, or a Hebrew woman, both, because a lot of people think a Hebrew woman, you can just do anything with a Hebrew woman. You can just treat her any kind of way. You can do anything, and she's just supposed to work endlessly. No, everything come to an end. And if you consider your end, you want things to come to an end. Who wants to fight all the time and not bring it to an end? Who want to be mad all the time and not bring it to an end? Who want to work all the time and not bring it to an end but a fool? Only a fool just stay mad. Almighty said anger rests in the bosom of a fool. Because he don't consider his end. He don't bring none to an end. Only a fool will tell you not to rest. Only a fool. Man, keep no Sabbath. They trying to rob you of your great blessing. And watch what it says. If thy brother, a Hebrew man, or an Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee, and serve thee 6 years, then in the seventh year, thou shalt let him go free from thee. This is the law. And this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to let him go free. Why? Because it's the seventh. Why? Because this one Yahweh ended his work. Why? Because this one Yahweh rested. Why? Because this is when Yahweh blessed. Why? Because this is when Yahweh sanctified. Don't you see? Look what it says. And when thou sendest him out free from thee, thou shalt not let him go away empty. In other words, because this is a time that he has blessed. And he wants his servants to know, look, don't let him go free, but don't send him away with nothing. Because not only did I end my work, not only did I rest, but this is the time that I blessed. So don't send them out empty. And watch what it says. Thou shalt furnish him liberally out of thy flock and out of thy floor and out of thy winepress and of that therewith Yahweh Elohim has blessed thee, and thou shalt give it unto him. And thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh Elohim redeemed thee. Therefore I command thee this thing today. That's why I just can't understand why an Israelite who been a slave, an Israelite who is a slave, will try to teach and tell other people, not the rest, to teach and tell people not to come to an end and consider the end. And to teach and tell people not to be blessed. Because this is your blessing if you see it to an end. You got to go to the end to get this. And you can't stop in the middle. Furthermore, look at Deuteronomy 16. Still talking about the seventh. And look what the scriptures say. And I'm going to start reading at the ninth verse. And watch what it says. 7 weeks shalt thou number unto thee. And what is these 7 weeks that you should number? Well, let me tell you what this is called. It's called the Feast of Weeks. And let me tell you what else it's called. It's called the First Fruits. And look what Yahweh said. 7 weeks thou shalt number unto thee. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the corn. And thou shalt keep the Feast of Weeks unto Yahweh Elohim with a tribute of a freewill offering of thy hand, which thou shalt give unto Yahweh Elohim, according as Yahweh thy Elohim hath blessed thee. And he's going to tell you why he wants you to keep the Feast of Weeks. And thou shalt rejoice before Yahweh Elohim, thou and thy son, and our daughter, and our manservant, thy maidservant, the Levite that is within thy gates, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are among you, in the place which Yahweh Elohim have chosen to place his name there. And thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes. In other words, if you remember that you were bondman in Egypt, in other words, you was a slave, then your mind will be on the Feast of Weeks. And why? Because there's a lot of people that Yahweh want to rejoice other than you. But you're so selfish that you don't believe in your end. You don't even consider your end. So you done decided, well, I'm not going to end nothing. I'm going to work 7 days. Or I'm going to take off any day I want to, where nobody had no consistency. They don't know what's going on because you don't believe in no end. And you won't rest because you don't want to be blessed and you don't want to be sanctified. So now you're going to rob everybody else that depend on you. The manservant, the maidservant, the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, your son, your daughter. And this is what you're doing. Watch what it says in the 13th verse. And you notice that 7 weeks. And what did I tell you about seven? That is the time where Yahweh have determined, Yahweh have decided that he will end, that he will rest, that he will bless, and that he will sanctify. And watch what it says. Thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. And when is the Feast of Tabernacles? And we're going to get to it. Well, that's in the 7th month. And little do people know the 7th month is the end of a year. Sure, it's 12 months in a year. But the 7th is what Yahweh has decided and determined. Look, bring everything to an end. And now, the rest of the 5 months, you can just rest. Why? Because you done brought everything to an end, as Yahweh had said. Watch what it says. Thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. After that thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine, and thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant, thy maidservant, the Levite, the stranger, the father of the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days thou shalt keep a solemn feast unto Yah thy Elohim in the place which Yahweh shall choose, because Yahweh thy Elohim shall bless thee in all thy increase and in all the works of thy hands. Therefore, thou shalt surely rejoice. 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before Yah thy Elohim in the place which ye shall choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which you have to keep 7 days. The Feast of Weeks, which you have to keep 7 weeks. And in the Feast of Tabernacles, in which you have to keep in the 7th month. And they shall not appear before Yahweh empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of Yah the Elohim, which he hath given thee. Again, letting you know the importance of the 7th. Now when you consider your end, and we're not finished, because there's things Yahweh wants you to consider. And I know it's going to take every scripture plus some to even get you to consider it, even if you will. And I know if you consider, it's only going to take Yahweh for you to do. But at least consider what I'm saying. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, again, dealing with the 7th. In the book of Deuteronomy 31, and we're going to start reading at the 9th verse. And Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of Yah, and unto all the elders of Israel. And Moshe commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the Feast of Tabernacles. That's how you know the 7th month is in, because he's telling you to do it at the end of 7 years, in the Feast of Tabernacles, in the year of release, which is also the 7th year and the end of the 7th month. And watch what it says. When all Israel is come to appear before Yah that Elohim in a place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law for all Israel in their hearing, and gather the people together, men and women and children and thy strangers that is within thy gates, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear Yah that Elohim, and observe to do all the words of this law. And I may add, all these times Yahweh's telling our people to gather in a 7th year and a 7th week after the 7 week, and then the 7th day, as well in the 7th month, all these times, Yahweh is calling you out and calling the people out. Our people think they're keeping the law by staying inside. How are you going to stay inside when Yahweh said these are holy callings, where you call the people out so that they can rejoice before him? And our people, as I said, got everything so upside down that they would rather stay in. This is not his thoughts, nor is it his ways. Then it says, 13th verse, and that their children, which have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear Yah your Elohim as long as ye live in the land whither ye go over Jordan to possess it. This is what Yahweh wants you to do if you consider your end. And what is the end? Well, the end is the Sabbath. It's the Sabbath. Whether it's the 7 year, whether it's the 7 month, whether it's the 7 day, Yahweh wants you to consider it. Because if you consider your end, you're going to consider your children, your sons and daughters. You're going to consider your manservant and your maidservant. You're going to consider the Levite and the stranger. You're going to consider the widow and the fatherless. You're going to consider the cattle. And last but not least, you're going to consider Yahweh. But if you don't consider your end, you're not going to consider nothing that I just said. And again, let me show you that I'm telling you the truth. Go to the book of Isaiah 58. I just want you to see this. In the book of Isaiah 58, and watch what it says in the 13th verse. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, and when is the Sabbath? The 7 day. From doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, holy of Yah, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thy own ways, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in Yah, and I will call thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Yaakov thy father, for the mouth of Yah has spoken it. Do you see what Yahweh has spoken? Will you consider the words of Yahweh? This is what he has desired for you to do in the Sabbath. And when is the Sabbath? The 7 day. And when is that? When Yahweh ended his work. When is that? When Yahweh rested. And when is that? When Yahweh blessed. And when was that? When Yahweh sanctified. And little do people know, just to prove to you once again what I'm telling you the truth, when you consider your end, which is the Sabbath, you will consider everything else. But when you don't, let me show you what you're not going to consider. And watch what this says. Since we're in Isaiah 58, chapter, watch what it says. It says in the third verse, wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure in exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, to smite the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. And little do people know, we do have a fast day. And let me tell you when that fast day is. Well, it's in the seventh month. And I'm going to show you this. But watch what Yahweh say about this fast. The fifth verse. Is it such a fast that I've chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Yeah, he wants you to afflict your soul. But you don't know how to afflict yourself. And he's got to show you the purpose in you afflicting yourself. Is it to bow down his head as a bull rush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? In other words, is that what you think the purpose is? Will God call this a fast and acceptable day of Yah? See, that's not the purpose. Even though you might do all those things, but that's not its purpose. And what I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, is the purpose of the seventh. And watch what it says. It's not this the fast that I've chosen, to lose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry? What you do when we gather together? Y'all don't even want to gather together. Y'all rather stay closed up in your house because you think this is about you and your rest, and not realizing this is not just about you. And that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, then thou seest, and when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of Yah shall be thy reward. Then shall thou call, and Yahweh shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, the speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness shall be as the noonday. And Yahweh shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a water garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall build thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorers of paths to dwell in. And why? Because you have restored and repaired the broken. But you can't do this if you refuse to recognize your end. Yahweh's end. Yahweh's rest. Yahweh's blessing and Yahweh's sanctification. Always remember, to everything, there is a season, a time, to every purpose under heaven. And this is the time that Yahweh has purposed for you to do the things I'm bringing to you tonight or this day, Go to the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. Again, to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, what I'm telling you is the truth. How can you consider anything if you don't even consider yourself that things have to be brought to an end? You mean to tell me you're going to work all day and not be ready to rest? You're just going to be mad all the time and not bring it to an end? You're just going to fight all the time. Even a professional fight got rounds, and they end and sit down and rest between each fight. When will you recognize and understand better is the end of a thing than the beginning? Look what it says. The book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, 3rd verse. 6 days shall work be done, but the 7th day is the Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. Did I tell you this was a calling that Yahweh wanted you to do that had to be holy? That's why he said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Ye shall do no work therein. It is a Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings. And yes, we dwell here in America. Matter of fact, everywhere we live, we dwell. And everywhere we live, he wants you to rest. And you can't rest unless you're willing, prepared, and circumcise your heart to bring all your work to an end. And that's if you want to be blessed, and that's if you want to be sanctified. And watch what he says. To let you know I'm telling you the truth. In the 23rd verse. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the 7th month. And why the 7th month? Didn't we just let you know what the 7th represents? In the first day of this month shall you have a Sabbath. And what do the word Sabbath mean? It means to rest. Why do you think I'm trying to drill through your mind what Yahweh had purpose for the Sabbath? A memorial of blowing the trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yah. And watch what he says in the 26th verse. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying, also on the 10th day of the 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire to Yah. And we read, while you afflict your souls, you're not doing it for anything other than for bringing rest and healing the broken in your gates. And ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before Yah your Elohim. This is a day Yahweh just removed all your sins from you. Who want to be burdened with sins just all the time and never to recognize this day and go? And now we're at the end of the year, and you don't have no rest because Yahweh won't release you of your sins. Yahweh won't release you of your debts. Yahweh won't release you of your work. All your work is ended. These are the things that you have to consider. But I'm here to tell you, Yahweh will release you of all your debts. Yahweh will release you of all your work. Yahweh will release you of all your bondage. Yahweh will release you of all your sins. If you serve Him and Him only. Watch what it says. 29 verse. For whatsoever soul it be, that shall not be inflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at even. From even unto even shall ye celebrate your Sabbath. Brothers and sisters, how much more do you really have to see? Well, only y'all know. So I'm going to show you a little bit more. And watch what it says in the 33rd verse. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the seventh month. Man, we got a lot of things going on in the seventh month. Why? Because it's the end. Why? Because Yahweh wants you to rest. Why? Because Yahweh wants you to be blessed. Why? Because Yahweh wants to sanctify you. The 15th day of the seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto Yah. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work during it. 7 days ye shall offer the fire, an offering made by fire unto Yah. And on the eighth day shall be a holy convocation unto you. Ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yah. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no servile work therein. These are the feasts of Yah, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire unto Yah, a burnt offering, a meal offering, a sacrifice, a drink offering, everything upon his day, besides the Sabbath of Yah. Besides your gift, beside all your vows, and beside all your free will offerings which ye give unto Yah. Also on this 15th day of the seventh month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, and when is that? In the seventh month. Ye shall keep a feast unto Yah 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. Look how much Yah wants you to rest. And ye shall take you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, boughs of thick trees, willows of the brook, and ye shall rejoice before Yah your Elohim 7 days. And ye shall keep it a feast unto Yah 7 days in a year. How many times are we going to read seven? It shall be a statute forever in your generations. Ye shall celebrate it in the seventh month. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall ye dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yah your Elohim. And Moshe declared unto the children of Israel the feast of Yah. And why did you think Yahweh ended all his feasts in the 7th month? In the 7th year. And the 7th day. Because that is the time of Yah's end. Yah's rest. Yah's blessing. And Yah's sanctification. And I may add, so you won't think by any stretch of any of your imagination that I'm not telling you the truth. So let me show you this in the book of Genesis, the 5th chapter. In the book of Genesis, the 5th chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the 25th verse, and this is what it says. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begot Lamech 782 years. And begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And who was Methuselah? Well, Methuselah is the 7th generation after Adam. And did not I tell you what the 7 represent? Methuselah is the oldest recorded person in the whole entire scriptures, 969 years. No wonder he was the oldest. Why? Because he is the last one that Yah would end his work with, because he was the oldest man. He seen things nobody else seen, because he was the oldest. And Yahweh brought him to rest. And Yahweh sanctified him, was let you know, and blessed him. That's why he was the oldest. Brothers and sisters, Yahweh is righteous in all that he do. He's perfect. His wisdom is infinite. And he let you know. He let me know. He let us know. Everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. And as soon as we concern ourselves with time, then we will know purpose. And until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.